The Iowa legislature concluded the 2013 session yesterday in its third week of overtime. Iowa Public Radio's Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell is with me now to wrap up what happened this session. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So what were the big last issues to get resolved?
Well, a lot of it came together just in the last 24 hours, actually. Two big issues, education reform and health care, both came together at the very end. Then there was also a last-minute sort of spasm of spending in a last-minute budget bill, about $200 million on a wide range of stuff. Deferred maintenance for the region's universities, food bank assistance, water quality improvements, a whole list of things. Republicans had said they didn't want to spend the surplus, but they reconsidered and spent some of it on what they call these one-time projects. Senate Republicans resisted, but they were defeated in the end. And then also a popular tax credit for religious schools. It's called the school tuition tax credit. They got the increase they were seeking, and that was one of the very last bills passed.
So often when it gets down to the wire, it's all about compromise to bring the session to a close. What were some of the big compromises that were reached?
Well, as you know, as we've said, in the end, the two parties came together on Governor Branstad's top three priorities, education reform, property taxes, and health care expansion. They settled on a more than $6 billion budget. That wasn't easy. And I'd have to say they were less successful in their effort to find a compromise on abortion restrictions. We've been talking about this for the third year in a row. Republicans had sought to ban state funding of abortions, which are currently allowed in very limited circumstances. That's part of the Human Services budget. It slows down passage of that budget. They came up with compromise language that will continue to allow state funding of abortions, but approval of that must come from the governor. And in the end, neither abortion rights supporters nor abortion opponents were happy with that. It slowed down adjournment. But that is in the final bill, and we'll see whether the governor signs it.
Any predictions on whether he's going to sign?
Well, we asked him, and he said he'll have to take a careful look at that. But that's what he usually says about bills before he considers whether to sign them or not.
Sure enough. You mentioned health care, Joyce. What did happen? Remind us what happened with the Medicaid expansion, a thorny issue this session.
That's their attempt to insure up to 150,000 Iowans under the new Federal Affordable Care Act. In the end, two women put their heads together, and they came up with a compromise. This was Democratic Senator Amanda Reagan. She works in social services in her life outside the legislature, Republican Representative Linda Uppmeyer, who's a nurse in private life. They're both from the Mason City area. And in the last few days, we saw them meeting back and forth, going back and forth between the House and Senate. They were obviously working on a compromise. It doesn't flat out expand Medicaid, as the Democrats had wanted, but it does use federal dollars to cover the uninsured, which Governor Branstad had resisted. Insiders say the bill will cover more things than Governor Branstad's plan would have, but fewer things than Medicaid. In other words, it's a compromise. Now the federal government has to approve it before the state can move forward with it.
So were there major winners and losers this session? Who got what they wanted and who really didn't?
Well, there were some winners and losers in the budget. Higher education got a raise. Some health and human services programs got increases after being cut or static funding for a long time during tight budget times. Things like reimbursements for foster care families, substance abuse, tobacco cessation, things like that got raises. But Democrats will tell you that some areas saw little or no increases. For example, no new troopers to make up for all the cuts in recent years. They say not enough new prison guards to make up for reductions in recent years. And also the court system, their spokesman had said that the budget was on track to restore the cuts to the clerk of court offices, but that depended on the legislature passing a salary bill to pay for state workers' raises. They didn't do that, so now the courts are going to have to take those raises out of their budgets, and that jeopardizes restoring those cuts. Republicans say they resisted the siren song of more spending, but Democrats say there are consequences to that.
Okay. Ended in overtime, but are there any lingering questions that still might prompt a special session?
Not hearing talk of a special session, but as usual, there will be studies during the interim on some unsettled questions. There will be an interim committee on elder abuse. Also, a stakeholders group will look into the problem of aggressive or violent patients in long-term care facilities. That's a problem that's been out there for a while. Beyond that, if we're looking to next year, Governor Branstad says he'll be pushing for education reform beyond what was done this year. House Republicans say they'll be pushing for some income tax cuts after this year's historic cuts in property taxes. And there may be a renewed push to raise the gasoline tax next year. I mean, almost certainly they'll try for that, though advocates say that it will be even harder to do that in an election year than it proved to be this year.
So just a preview of a year from now. But for right now, Joyce, I hope you get some rest. And thanks to you and to IPR, other State House correspondent Clay Masters, for a lot of great coverage this session.
Thank you, Sarah.